This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would consider tactical little pauses in Gaza fighting to facilitate the entry of aid or exit of hostages, but again rejected calls for a general ceasefire despite growing international pressure. Speaking in a U.S. television interview with ABC News, Netanyahu, whose country has vowed to destroy Gaza's Hamas rulers, said he thought Israel would need security responsibility over the Palestinian enclave for an indefinite period after the war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. UN leaders called for an immediate end to the war in Gaza as reported deaths there passed 10,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza is becoming a graveyard for children.
UN leaders demanded a humanitarian ceasefire on Monday as Israel faced mounting pressure over civilian deaths nearly a month into the Gaza war. More than 10,000 people have now been killed in Israeli strikes, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip. More than 4,000 of them are said to be children. Israel, which says its forces now encircle Gaza City, is rebuffing mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. It insists hostages taken by Hamas militants during their rampage in southern Israel on October 7, which killed 1,400 people, should be released first.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Israel on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits. This is VOA News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has held about 240 Israelis and citizens of other countries for a month. Now their families are increasing pressure on the Israeli government for their release. VOA's Natasha Moskovaya reports from their protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
A crowd in Tel Aviv, Israel, rallying in support of the Israelis and others held hostage by Hamas for a month now, chants in Hebrew, Achshav, Achshav, meaning now. Now.
We cannot wait anymore. We are expecting from our politicians to do everything to bring them home now, to pay any price.
Noam Alon, whose girlfriend Inbar Hyman was kidnapped October 7 from the Supernova Music Festival in South Israel, says that after protesting almost daily for the past month, he is sleeping in a tent in front of the Israel Defense Forces headquarters in Tel Aviv, along with other people whose loved ones were abducted to Gaza. Natasha Moskovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
There's been an uptick in attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, U.S. officials reporting six more in the past 2 days as Washington tries to keep the conflict between Israel and Hamas from spreading. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest from the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters.
A U.S. military official tells VOA the recent spate of drone and rocket attacks never managed to hit their targets, most disrupted by U.S. defenses. But they bring the total number of attacks since the middle of last month to 38, resulting in 46 injuries. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says there have been none since the U.S. launched a series of strikes against Iranian-linked militias late last month.
We will make sure that we're taking any necessary actions to protect our forces.
20 U.S. service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries, or TBI. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump complained of unfair treatment in a defiant and rambling performance on the witness stand on Monday at his New York civil business fraud trial, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Fireworks on the stand at Donald Trump's civil fraud trial on Monday as the former president's testimony went off the rails in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Trump attacked both the judge and New York Attorney General Letitia James as he testified, complaining of unfair treatment.
This is really election interference. It's all it is. This trial is ridiculous.
Outside the courtroom, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in the 2024 election again accused the judge and attorney general of being politically biased against him. James brushed aside Trump's attacks as distractions.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.